Test 82, Section 4, Question 5. With this one, we're looking for the flaw. And it says, taste buds were the primary tool early humans used for testing food. So taste buds were used for testing food. Sour taste warns of possible spoilage of food, while bitterness is a warning of many poisons. Okay, so sour, spoilage, bitter, poison. Early humans also recognized sweet foods and salty foods as meeting nutritional needs. So sweet and salty meet needs. So the fact that people can now clearly distinguish these four tastes, sour, bitter, sweet, and salty, is completely explained by people's use of taste for the healthfulness of foods. So it's completely explained by that. Now, in this case, it's basically giving a possible reason for why we would have something, and then says it's completely explained by those things. We don't know that it's completely explained. So, takes a necessary condition for the truth of his conclusion to be sufficient. Bad if then wasn't what happened here. Fails to consider that many people associate foods more with their smells than with their tastes. I don't know that that really does much. Fails to consider some nutritional foods are bitter when raw, but not after being cooked. I don't know that that really is a huge issue. Fails to consider most early humans ate a much more limited range of foodstuffs than contemporary. No. Takes what might be only a partial explanation of a phenomenon to be the complete explanation. That's what we're looking for. And so therefore, E is our best response.